Under an April sun, a field of Egyptian wheat stands in a still phalanx, slender, straight, motionless, Nile-rooted in richness. It harbors a depth of hot, golden, drowsy shadow, vibrant with the living impulse of the sun. And after the horizon has broken the sun's spears, and the green growing has merged into the earth's vague shadow, the slender wheat glows with a radiant golden spell throughout the abrupt twilight, until the whole world of mummy and pyramid is sunk in warm darkness under the frosty stars. When Lazarus awoke and stripped off the grave clothes, his hunger and aloneness looked out at his eyes as he moved among his fellows, alien and unfamiliar. Why should the dead trample the sun-bleached golden treasure of tall, slight Nile wheat under an April sun?